Pusat penahanan keimigrasian di Pulau Manus yang didanai oleh pemerintah Australia direncanakan akan ditutup pada akhir tahun ini. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengkonfirmasi rencana penutupan ini setelah dirinya bertemu dengan Perdana Menteri Papua Nugini di Port Moresby. Berikut ini pendengar laporan dari Sonia Heidemann. Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan, sejumlah pengungsi di pusat pengungsian di Pulau Manus direncanakan akan dipindahkan ke Amerika Serikat, bersamaan juga dengan pengungsi yang berasal dari Nauru. Official dari US Homeland Security direncanakan akan datang ke Papua Nugini untuk melakukan pengambilan sidik jari serta wawancara di akhir bulan ini dan bulan depan. Australia membuat persetujuan dengan mantan Presiden Amerika Serikat Barack Obama di akhir tahun lalu agar Amerika menampung sebanyak 1.250 pencari suaka sebagai timbal balik dari kesediaan Australia untuk menampung para pengungsi asal El Salvador, Guatemala, serta Honduras. Namun, Perdana Menteri Turnbull enggan untuk menyampaikan rencananya jika ternyata para pengungsi tersebut tidak diterima masuk ke Amerika. Sementara itu, dirinya berterima kasih kepada pemerintahan Papua Nugini atas dukungan mereka.
We will continue to work together to close the regional processing center by the end of the year, and I want to thank you, Prime Minister, for Papua New Guinea's significant progress on the resettlement of refugees from Manus.
Perdana Menteri Peter O'Neill mengatakan bahwa pemerintahan Papua Nugini senang dengan rencana ini.
On the issue of the resettlement, of course, we will be guided by Australian government on the arrangements that they have with the United States. And if we can resettle many of the refugees to a third country like United States in the future, we welcome that.
Perdana Menteri O'Neill menyampaikan bahwa memfasilitasi pemukiman lokal ini penuh dengan tantangan.
As you know, many of the refugees are not willing to settle in PNG. We cannot force people in a resettlement exercise when they are not able to accept our offer. But if a third country is willing to accept their resettlement, we are quite happy to participate in that.
Namun, juru bicara dari Refugee Action Coalition, Ian Rintoul, mengatakan kepada SBS Radio bahwa proses menunggu ini masihlah panjang bagi para pengungsi.
Manus needs to close yesterday, not by the end of the year. We've had these reassuring noises from PNG immigration and from Australian officials before. But there was a court decision in April 1 year ago that said Manus, had to close. So the idea that it's going to be closed by October, it's nice to hear that, but that'll be 4 years people have been left on Manus Island. And I think it's really beholden on the Australian government to bring people from Manus to Australia.
Ian Rintoul menambahkan bahwa masih banyak ketidakjelasan sekitar persetujuan dengan Amerika Serikat tersebut.
And we're meant to believe the Prime Minister when he says it's going to close in October and people will go to the United States. We know very, very clearly, even if the US deal is met in full, there will be hundreds of people left behind on Nauru and Manus Island. And that's really the issue that the Prime Minister has to address. He has not got an arrangement that can guarantee a secure future for the people who are refugees on Manus Island or on Nauru.